AP News. I'm Haya Panjwani. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports the U.S. and Iran have offered sharply different accounts of the sinking of an Iranian warship in the Indian Ocean.
Washington has rejected Tehran's claim that the warship IRIS Dena was unarmed when it was sunk in a submarine attack near Sri Lankan waters last week. Iranian officials say the vessel was operating in a non-combat configuration. The dispute has intensified tensions over the March 4 incident, which occurred as the ship was returning from multinational naval exercises in India. The sinking also highlights how the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran is spreading beyond the Middle East. Sri Lankan's Navy had rescued 32 sailors and recovered 87 bodies, it says. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iran's new supreme leader could face enormous challenges. AP's John Gambrell.
Mojtaba Khamenei is thought to be more hardline than his father, and he comes into power as Iran's theocracy faces perhaps its greatest challenge yet. This ongoing war that has seen sites across Iran destroyed, as well as Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard, its air force and army targeted and just pounding airstrikes.
New York City police confirm IEDs were used at a weekend protest outside the mayor's residence, ending in arrests. AP's Julie Walker.
Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
The devices, which were a bit smaller than a football, appear to be a jar wrapped in black tape.
The bomb squad says they could have caused serious injury. Tisch says the devices were thrown by a mere ballot.
Witnesses reported seeing flames and smoke as it traveled through the air before it struck a barrier and extinguished itself a few feet from police.
The police commissioner says six people are under arrest, including one of Lang's rally participants, Julie Walker, New York.
This is AP News. A federal judge has ruled that the Trump administration's actions to dismantle the Voice of America are illegal. AP correspondent Mike Hempin.
U.S. District Court Judge Royce Lamberth says Carrie Lake, President Trump's choice to lead the federal agency overseeing Voice of America, did not have the authority under the law to take her actions. His ruling was the result of a lawsuit filed by three journalists laid off by Lake. Lake calls it a bogus ruling by an activist judge and says it will be appealed. The journalists say they feel vindicated. The decision's effect on VOA operations is not clear. Voice of America transmits news coverage to countries around the world. VOA has been operating with a skeleton staff in only a handful of languages. I'm Mike Hempin.
World shares tumbled after oil prices spiked at nearly $120 a barrel. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.